Yeah, it's obviously been a long time coming. I mean, I made my debut in ODIs a long, long while ago now against India at Cardiff. And yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster in ODIs, to be quite honest with you, to date. It's been nice to play a little bit more recently. And yeah, hopefully it's a stepping block for things to come.
Now, is opening something that you've been expecting to do as far as England are concerned after doing that job in that semi-final in the Champions Trophy?
I've done it for Yorkshire at the start of the year, so it was something that I obviously had in my mind. Yorkshire said, right, do you want to open? And then we've gone from there. It's obviously I batted at six on Sunday in Saturday in the T20, so I'd like to hope my game lends it to the middle order and to opening the batting as well. So wherever the captain or the coaches choose to bat me, I'd like to think I'm adaptable.
And it wasn't all biff bash bosh either, was it? There was a heck of a lot of running and quick singles, particularly with you and Joe Root.
Well, I think my running between the wickets has always been a bit silly, really. There's always been a few that I've come back for when, if it's a good throw, I'll probably get run out. But live by the sword, die by the sword. At some point, I'll get run out and we'll go from there. But no, for the time being, it seems to be going well. And when we've got such a big ground like Old Trafford, the running between the wickets and turning those twos into threes, ones into twos, is a huge factor. Credit to the way that they started, and then the way our bowlers bowled there and pegged them back was outstanding.
As a wicketkeeper batsman, that was a hell of a catch on the boundary.
Yeah, I think I misjudged it a bit, actually. The sun was going down, so yeah, just one of those things. But no, it was a great crowd over there, and thank goodness I caught it, because otherwise I was going to get some flack, I think, especially being a Yorkie in Lancashire.